At 11:15 a.m. this morning, on the 12th of January, I got a radio call from Opus that I'd like to share with you. He was calling me from the top of Ojo del Salado, the second highest peak in the Western Hemisphere at virtually 6,900 meters. And in a tired voice, he described to me that he and Juancho and Jose Lito were sitting on the top, and that Martin Glenn was ascending the final few sections of the rope that Jose Lito had fixed to the very summit. And sure enough, at 11:30, all four of those men were standing on the top of Ojos together. I told them congratulations, then I said, Berg Heil, the Austrian phrase of congratulations for mountain success that Klaus has taught us on this trip. That's what he said to me when I stepped on the top of Mula Muerte the other day. And then I reminded them that they had a mandatory swim in the Pacific Ocean with me tomorrow night. Can you believe this? These guys were at the top of the second highest point in South America, second highest peak in the Western Hemisphere. Tomorrow we're going to swim in the ocean together. Now, backing up a bit, the rest of the team had a good day today. Those two will be the only ones on the summit. We were moving at 3 a.m. together, and at various times through the morning, different people decided their level of conditioning, what they wanted out of Ojos was enough, or else for some reason or another, they began to go back with Bolivian guides, mostly early in the morning. It was a beautiful morning, by the way. We climbed for several hours in the starlight. Claire exclaimed at one point, there's the Southern Cross, and we all marveled at the beauty of the stars of the Southern Hemisphere. Finally, as the morning wore on, I was climbing with Daphna as well as Oswaldo, and just a few meters below us was Claire and Jose Lito. But by this time, we climbed high on the glacier, and there was a lot of deep snow. I could see Opus and Martin and their crew not that far above, but it would take us more than an hour to cover the distance from a spot where we'd seen them to where they were. And I knew at that time that only the lead team was going all the way to the top of Ojos today. It was hard for Claire, and I think especially hard for Daphna to turn back. But now we're resting, waiting for Opus and Martin and the gang to get down, and we know we've made the right call. Remember, we're going to Aconcagua. And yeah, we might have gone straight to